Parshas Dvorim is always the Hakdome before the Shavu Shechal B'Tisha B'Av, and the whole Shabbos really is Mukdish to think about the Churban, even though normally there's no Avelus on Shabbos, and that's the Poskim navigate. How do you do both? There was a minhag found in the Ramah that they didn't even wear Big Day Shabbos Chazoyim. That has evolved, has changed. Our minhag is not like that. But in Europe, many places had a minhag. It was Mamish Avochadik. They looked very weekday on Shabbos. So that's something that has to be dealt with. Maybe we'll talk more on Shabbos from a halacha standpoint. How could that be? Even Avelus Chadosha, even real Avelus. Emes Avelus. Toich Shiva. You don't do Avelus before Esri Shabbos. Mamish Avelus. Even you're talking about somebody's Avelus Chadosh, much more common. At least from Avelus standpoint. Much more common. So you have to know what the pshat is. And obviously, the approach that has to be taken is that this is a chelik of the Shabbos. The Shabbos is hukdash. You're not being mezalzel in the Shabbos. Normally, if somebody has an avelus, has nothing to do with the zman. They have a personal avelus. They're an avelus. So they have their avelus, what we call avelus the yochid. And it's coming in collision with Shabbos kodesh. So in that situation, there's no shayla. The avelus, the Shabbos shel tzibur is doicher. Somehow Shabbos Chazoyim was hukdash, was designated. So it's not a stira with the Shabbos. Very similar to the Sforas found by Rabbi Yosef Ber, and also the Chassidish Sforas say the same idea of Shemini Atzeres. Why we Chassidim for sure are much more makel on Shemini Atzeres. Not to go in the sukkah at all, to go in the just for Kiddush. Chassidim do very little in the sukkah. A litvak more. A talmud a goyin even more than sukkahs. the goyin was it's brought down in the ma'aser rav that they had once a shemini atzeres. There was snow on the sukkah. That's how cold it was. And the goyin said normally we would go in, but kedesha lo yoimu that shemini atzeres, they stayed in the sukkah on shemini atzeres. But the fact remains that amongst all the gedolei ha'poskim, they were much more makel on Shemini Atzeres. The Chassam Sofer brings down that normally you're not supposed to even have anything out of the sukkah. You know, you're not supposed to have peiros even out of it. I mean, you're allowed to make your hadin, but there's a maila if somebody has makpit to have everything in the sukkah. But the Chassam Sofer says that on Shemini Atzeres, you shouldn't do that. And his minik personal, the Chassam Sofer brings down in his shuvis that Vayovei Moshe Abayis, that's how he quotes his father. He says, Moshe came into the house. If he had his meal on Shemini Atzeres, he would go into the house. Because he didn't want the, normally, Pochs Mikashir, you don't make a Leisha Basuki. Right? If you have fruit, you don't make a Leisha Basuki. Even on Sukkahs, you don't make a Leisha Basuki. So he only had in the Sukkah that which normally would have a Leisha Basuki, like a meal or Mezainis. Something which he normally would make a Leisha Basuki. So that he would have in Shemini Atzeres, because he felt it was a hecker. That Shemini, I'm not making a leisha basuka. But peiros, mayim, all those things that you normally wouldn't make a leisha basuka, he didn't have in the sukkah at all. Which is really the Mordechai's cheshbon not to sleep on Shemini Atzeres in the sukkah. Right? Some held, yeah, the goyin held you should sleep in the sukkah Shemini Atzeres, just like on sukkahs. But the Mordechai, the Rav Yoh, says Sukkah Shemini Atzeres is not to sleep in the sukkah. What's the cheshbon? Same cheshbon. Since the Gemara says you should only make a sit in the sukkah, but not make a bracha to show it's not mamish sukkahs. Sleeping, you never make a leishiv. So because you don't make a leishiv on the sleeping, you shouldn't sleep. That's the cheshbon. But the point that I'm bringing out here is that the reason why many were more makel on Shemini Atzeres was found in the Sifrei HaPoskim. And Aruch HaShulchan brings this down. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down even the Litvak, the Naval, the Karov. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down that the Minig HaOilam to be Mekel on Shmini Atzeres is because the weather Shvachah. And he says that Tosis in Sukkah says that the reason why Chazal were more Machmer by Sukkah than by Dalad Minim is because the Sukkah, Sukkosei HaRevolov, sometimes the Sukkah could be comfortable. He says in our Medinas, in Europe, it's cold. So therefore, he's being Malamed Tzchus to Aruch HaShulchan, even though his minig was to sit in the Sukkah, being Malamed Tzchus. The Marshav explains that really, you have a Ptur Mitztayer. It's cold, it's not comfortable. But Sukkahs, we so much want to be in the Sukkah that it will be a bigger tsar to leave the Sukkah. But Shmini Atzeres already, that's what he wants to say, the Marshad. He wants to make a shtickle, a halacha dika pshat. The Ramah says that you only leave the Sukkah if you would be saved from the tsar. You understand? Like the Gemara says by an oval, oval's chayim in Sukkah. The Gemara says because the tsar is not coming from the Sukkah. Elamai, he's bitzar. Okay. Tsar doesn't make you part of from Sukkah. It has to be the tsar is coming from the Sukkah. So the Ramah adds, the Ramah says that it has to be that you can be saved. So if somebody has a leaking roof and a leaking sukkah, he's not part of from the sukkah. Because he's going to go in his house, he's also going to be in the rain. He's still chayiv in sukkah. That's the Ramah says. The Ramah says in order to be part of from sukkah, it has to be that if you left the sukkah, you would be protected. That whatever tsar you have in the sukkah would be mitigated by going into the house. So that's the Ramah says. So the Marshad says, during Sukkot, we so much want to be in the Sukkah that just because you're uncomfortable, you're still going to be bitzar from leaving the Sukkah. So Shemini Atzeres, that's what Marshad wants to say. But Rabbi Yosha Bel, and this founder of the Chassidish Sfarim also, he says a very interesting Sfar. He says, Sukkot, the Yom Tif is the Sukkah. So in as much that a person is uncomfortable in the Sukkah, which obviously a person sitting in a Diras Harai is not as comfortable. He doesn't have heat, he doesn't have air conditioning, he doesn't have his comforts that he has in a Diras Kva, right? He doesn't have the comforts he has at home. But that is the nature of the Yom Tif itself. That's the Yom Tif of Sukkot. The Ramah even brings down, it's a difficult Ramah. The Ramah brings down in Hilchos Sukkah, he says, a person can't say, I'm not comfortable in the Sukkah because I can't stretch like I do in my bed. I can't stretch. I don't have my king-size bed in the sukkah. The Ramah says you can't say that. It's not masber. The Ramah is not masber. Why not? Why isn't that a good sign? If a guy says, you know what, I'm used to my king-size bed, and I'm not comfortable. 38-inch, you know, when I was growing up, 38-inch was a parent's bed. 38-inch. That's a good inch on a malchus, right? We had the high-rise mattresses. 38-inch. They 38-inch. It's not really for children. Maybe a baby. I grew up in a different world. My world is 38. No parent had more than 38-inch. 38-inch doesn't give in. I was a regular twin. Right? Today it's not a single. It's a garnished. Right? But the Ramah says a person cannot say, I can't be patient, I can't stretch. He can't say that. The Ramah doesn't explain why not. I think the simple interpretation in the Ramah is that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is go out of your permanent home and go with a temporary. You say, well, I feel temporary there. Wake up, happy Sukkot. That's the Yom Tif. The Yom Tif is to be in the Sukkot. Say, well, I'm a little uncomfortable being in this, like, you know, hut. That's the Yom Tif. So Zokta B'Yosha Be'al, and again, the Chiddush Shirim says it also, the Chiddush to me was Rabbi Yosha Be'al, Lutfak. Zokta Rabbi Yosha Be'al. So on Sukkot, the fact that you're not so comfortable in the sukkah is not a collision with the Yom Tif. That is the Yom Tif. The Yom Tif is sukkahs. That's the Yom Tif. Whereas, on Shemini Atzeres, So there, your discomfort is more of a consideration. Because the Yom Tif Midaraisa is not a Yom Tif of being in the sukkah. Midaraisa, the Yom Tif is in the house. You're schlepping on out to Sveik at the game, out to Minigav Yisena B'Yadena, you're schlepping on Shana Rabbe. You understand? So there is a conflict. So I think that's the way to look at Shabbos Chazoin to a certain level, is the Shabbos itself, that's the Hachonah. We're not compromising Shabbos by engaging in thinking about the Churban. Because that's what Shabbos Chazon is about. It's a chelik of the Shabbos itself. Is to, obviously you can't do Avelos before Hesi on Shabbos anyway. You're not allowed to be knowing Avelos on Shabbos. But the Ruach of Shabbos being focused on the Churban, the Chazon, the Haftarah, it's all because that's what this Zman is about. That's what the Zman is about. So I want to tell you one vort, which I think is very telling. You know, the Chazal tell us that the Nevi'im, they asked a question to the Nevi'im, they asked a question to the Malachim. Nobody knew. Alma of the Horatz. They couldn't answer the question. Alma of the Horatz. Chazal tell us. It's Nishalot. Till HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself gave the answer. Hashem gave the answer. The Gemara brings down in the Dorim. Hashem said, Shalei Berchu Batoret Ozvam Estei Rossi, Shalei Berchu Batoret Chila. So everybody asks, Haitach, Churban HaBayis, because they didn't make a Berch HaTorah. The bigger question, talking about the Navi, talking about Bayis Rishon, maybe you could say it was a little more subtle. A little more subtle. You know, Sinaschinim unfortunately is subtle. It's subtle. Right? You see from the Chazal that you could be Oisik and Gemilus Chasodim and still have Sinaschinim. Because Chazal said, Ayesheni, there was a prayer and Avoid and Gemilus Chasodim. Yeah, Sinaschinim. That means the scary thing of this Chazal, I always found this the scariest thing. Chazal seemed to say you could have Gemilus Chesed and Sinaschinim and it together. So we could have Chaverim and we could have Tenchei Shabbos and we could have... Doesn't mean that you're clean from Tenchei Shabbos, from Sinaschinim. Doesn't mean that. So you have to know. You have to do B'dikas Chometz. Sinaschinim, you have to really do B'dikas Chometz to know that you don't have Sinaschinim. It's not on the surface that you're a bad guy. You could be a good guy. That's what you see from Chazal. So the Bayis Sheni, at least we would understand. Maybe he was subtle. They couldn't figure out why. Bayis Rishnich. What's the question? I'm more of the heart. What's the question? We know what. We know the answer. What don't we know? And instead of giving the obvious answer, so Hashem gave us a different answer. They didn't make Bersatar. That's the reason. Not Gilaraya Shvichas Domin of the Zohar. Not that. How could that be? There's some Rishon who hold Bersatar is not even the rice. We hold Bersatar is the rice. It's Machlekes Rishon. So that's the reason why Churban was. How do you understand that? When Sefer Dvorim begins, it says, Eilat Dvorim Ashadib Yemoshal Kol Yisrael. Then it says, Rashi brings down that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to directly talk negatively about Klal Yisrael. So he hinted the Chet of Korach. He hinted the Chet of the Egel Azov. Lovon v'chatzeres is referring to the Chet of the Korach. And Dizor is referring to the Chet of the Egel Azov. So the Achronim ask, historically, that's out of order. It should say, V'dizov, alovon v'chatzeres. The Egel Zov happened before Korach. So the Rebbe Reb Heschel and other G'dayli Achronim say, Achap, the Torah Tumima is mechavan to this. Achap, that says that when, after the Chet Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu tried to melamed z'chus on Klal Yisrael. So he told Hashem, Anoichi Hashem alikecha is loshen yochet. So Moshe tells Hashem, Lidi Bart of Eloi Lohem. Maybe they misinterpreted. They thought you were talking to me, Moshe. Me. When Korach fought with Moshe Rabbeinu, what did he say? Rav Lohem, ki kol o'edo kulom kedosh. We're all holy. So look in Chazal. Kulom kedosh. We all heard on Eichi Hashem Olekach. Zok the Rebbe of Hershon. So when Korach said that, he reawakened the Chet of the Eagle. Because Moshe said, Lidi Bart of Eloi Lohem. Moshe came with a taina. Hey, you were talking to me? You weren't talking to Klal Yisrael. But Klal Yisrael themselves are saying, they all heard Anoich Hashem Lekech. The chet of Korach, or at least the people that accepted, that bought into Korach's idea, that reawakened the chet of the Egel Azov. That's how he explains it. But I'll tell you another idea. The famous bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu, right after Moshe Rabbeinu tells us about Yarshining Eretz Yisrael, right by Sheni, where we read the famous pasuk Eicha Esa Olavadi. Some have a minute to read it with the niggun of Eicha. That's also a whole tumult because it's Shabbos. Hashem Elikeya Veisechem Yosef Aleichem Kochem Elef Pomi. Hashem should multiply us 1,000 times more than we were. So Rashi brings on a chazal, it's a Sifri. Rashi brings on a chazal that Klal Yisrael weren't happy with this. Moshe comes to Klal Yisrael and he says, you should be 1,000 times more than you are. They weren't happy. Zok the Rebbe, Omuloi Moshe ato noisin kitzvah lebir chasein. So Klal Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu, you're giving an amount. You're saying 1,000. Hashem gave us a bracha without kitzvah. Hashem said we'll be countless. You're giving us a generous bracha, thank you. But why do that? We already have a countless bracha from Hashem. It's a good time to Klai Yisrael have to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vos mishta zechagayim. What are you mixing in here? Hashem already gave us a bracha. Endless. If you think about it, this question that Klai Yisrael are asking is a double-edged question. Number one, they're saying, what do we need the bracha? Right? And number two, even if you want to chazer over Hashem's bracha, so chazer over Hashem's bracha. Why are you doing less? You're giving a kitzvah. Listen to Moshe's answer. Rashi brings it down. Omar lohem zu mishali. This is mine in bracha. I'm giving you a bracha. I, Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm giving you a bracha. Zumi Shali. But he, who Yivorech Eshem Kashati Bracha? The Barnashim, who'll give you? Don't worry about it. I'm not taking Chas Rishon. Taking what? This is my bracha. Pela Nifla. This is your bracha. Moshe could give a bracha without Hashem. What does the whole thing mean? And the Achroinim make it even more complicated. Many of the Achroinim say that Moshe was talking, saying that. Who says you'll be roy for that bracha? That bracha that Hashem gave, it's not so poshut. You have to be zoiche. I'm giving you. This is a fatherly bracha I'm giving you, you know? No matter what. The flaw in his akdome to Sefer and Ksubis says a chiddush gadol, fascinating chiddush. He says, why 1,000? It's 1,000. Punkt 1,000. Yosef Aleichem Kochem Elef Pomim. What's up? It's 1,000. Listen to his chap. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu twice, I'll destroy Klal Yisrael Ve'eseo Yischo, and I'll make you L'goy Godel ultimately. I'll make you a bigger nation than them. He said it twice. After the Chet, after Misloinim, twice Hashem said. Moshe Rabbeinu davened for us and it didn't happen. Zok the Hafla, Hashem never said how much he was going to give Moshe. He just said, you'll be more. How much? How much was Hashem going to make Moshe more? So he says like this. The Mishnah says, Meruba Mida Toiv and Mida Peronas. Chomish Mei is Palma. Mida Toiv is always 500 times. So when Hashem told Moshe, I'm going to make you a Goy Gadol, he said, you're going to be 500 times the size of class. So Moshe had two of those. He had two tickets from Hashem. He had 2 500-time tickets that he had in his pocket. The Hashem told him, you're going to be a Goy Gadol. I'll destroy them, and you'll be a Goy Gadol. So Moshe had 2 500-time tickets in his pocket that Hashem gave him. He said, Zumi Shuli. That's his mind. Hashem gave me 2 500-time tickets that weren't used. Because I daven for you and you say you were saved. So now my tickets. It's a Mishilim. It's a beautiful chav, right? But if you scrutinize it, it's still a shver of all. It's not transferable. You don't notice you buy something, it's not transferable. It's not the yodo shel Moshe. The chiyodo shel Moshe oisei smulchama, oisei oisei smulchama. It's not in the hands of Moshe if Hashem gives him a brocha. It's right that the Rabbanu shel Hela. And if Klai Yisrael, not Roy, what does that mean? Moshe is telling him, listen, if you're not Roy, just pull out the car. What does that mean? Well, what does it mean? How do we understand? It's a chah. Where the elef comes from, the Mishali, it's a nice chah. What is it? What's behind it? I think Rabbeisai, that the chah here is really very simple. And the chap is, when Chazal tell us, Alma of the Horus, of course they knew. You think they didn't know? Of course they knew. They knew. But like the Torah Kedoshah says, after the Toichacha, during the Toichacha, what does it say? All the clothes of the Toichacha, why are they going to come? Tachas asher loyovato es Hashem loykecho besimcha. Everybody asks. That's it? So the explanation over there is the same. It means, of course, you know why the Teichacha happens. Because you forsook everything that's dear to Klal Yisrael. You forsook the Torah. You forsook the Rabbanu Shalom. The Torah HaKadosh is going beyond that. The Torah HaKadosh is saying, Yizentach Neshiftei Koh. You come from the Shabbat. You children of Avraham Yitzchak V'Yankov. You were Maimon Har Sinai. How did you get the grace? Alma of the Haaretz. They weren't asking what was the Averis that we were doing. We knew what we were doing. How did we get here? How did we get to where we are? That was the question. And that they couldn't answer. The Nevi'im couldn't answer. The Malachim couldn't answer. How did the degradation, how did it happen? L'chabdol elef avdolos. You have to look around the world and learn for ourselves. That's what the bracha of Shalei Sani Goy is. I always said the bracha of Shalei Sani Goy is to remind ourselves that the world around us is so mishugi. If you don't make every day Shalei Sani Goy, you become, at the very least, insensitive to being human. The world today is so mishugi, so crazy, morality, everything. If you don't make a Shalei Sani Goy, you forget what humanity is. It's the same question. I get this question. Today, I grew up in a pretty normal world. I'm talking about the people in the world who are pretty normal. Pretty normal. I'm all of the all that. What happened? We shouldn't come up with that. There's a vice president, presidential nominee now. I just read a list of his policies. I'm not going to go into the Beis HaKisei and tell you what's supposed to talk. It's horrible. The cave is too tough. I'm a shugner and gans. And such a person could be on a national ticket. He used to say the vice president is a step away from the presidency. Today, vice president is a step ahead of the presidency. President is Stam Kimanda Lesnar. Right? That's what they were asking. How did the world get this way? I'm more of the orders. How did Kalani so? The Torah Kodesh is telling us, if you don't build your inspiration, slowly chips away. You can't be an uninspired Shem Torah Mitzvah. Because if you're uninspired Torah Mitzvah, slowly everything gets dropped. This gets dropped, that gets dropped, and the other thing gets. That's what the Pasuk is saying. You want to know how this whole Torah Kodesh happened? Right. If you would have held on to the inspiration, right, then you wouldn't have gotten degraded. The way the whole Torah got lost is because of the Simcha B'Tuvleim. If a person has Chashivas HaTorah, Rabbeinu Yehuda brings down, Loi Baruchu B'Torah Tchila means, Loi Hoysa HaTorah Chashuva B'Neihem. They didn't value. It's not the Brichas HaTorah. They didn't value. Could be even they said, were you really thanking Hashem? Were you really thanking Hashem? I always say, Yehichalki, Pshat in the Gemara Shabbos to Kuf Yud Ches, Yehichalki migoyim rehalo b'chol yoyim, Rabbi Yaisi says. The Gemara says, halo, you're not allowed to say halo every day. What's the Pesuk of the Zimmer? So he didn't say Pesuk of the Zimmer? Of course he said Pesuk of the Zimmer. He davened, Yehichalki migoyim rehalo b'chol yoyim. The Gemara says, halo, you're not allowed to say every day. It means Pesuk of the Zimmer. I said, the Pshat is, he said, I want that my Pesuk of the Zimmer should be halo. Should just be I say it. Should be hallow. That's what the Navi is telling us. We didn't have the chashivas hatera. You lose the chashivas hatera, everything else falls. Everything falls. The egel azov, you could go look holistically in this and that. You want to know where the egel came from? We didn't have enough chashivas hatera. Because if we would have just gone back to the Shulchan Aruch, we wouldn't have ended with an Egel Hasov. We ended with an Egel, like all the Mefarshim explained, because we had a vacuum, and instead of going to the Torah, we did our own thing. We decided we're going to have our own approach. And the Egel was an outcome of us being unlocked, unhinged. The Torah is our anchor. That's how the Egel happened. That's why the Torah is Maktim Korach. Egel Azov to tell you that in the Egel also was a Shtikul Korach. If we had a complete spotless to the Torah, there wouldn't have been an Egel either. That's why he brings down Lovah Machatzeris before the Chet Egel to tell you Chet Egel was also Kuzerah. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael, of course there's endless brachas that Hashem has to offer. And there's no reason for us to misharayim, to give a bracha, elef palmim. Hashem is the makor bracha. But there's a toll booth. You have to first pass the toll. And that's the Torah HaKadosh. So Moshe Rabbeinu told him, Zu Mishali. First you have to come to Moshe. Once you come to Moshe, Hu Yivarech Eschem Kasher Dibelech. He wasn't telling them, he was telling them, you have to realize, Moshe was Rabban Shul Yisrael. Zumi Shali, let's talk about himself personally, he's talking about the Torah, Zichu Torah's Moshe. Zumi Shali. In order to have all the brachas from Shemayim, you have to first come to the Torah. And if you're not roy for the bracha, there's one answer, Mechazik the Torah. If you're Mechazik the Torah, then Hu Yivarech Eschem Kasher Dibelech. Moshe was saying, I'm not trying to give you my bracha. I'm telling you, what is the source of bracha? The source of bracha is to come back to the Torah. That's the source of bracha. Okay, good job.